Hey, welcome back to the Amber May Show. I'm glad you're here. I have a great show as always for you. So I'm interviewing someone you may know of, Scott McKay, Patriot Street Fighters. It's great because we had a candid interview. It was pretty cool. This whole year has been incredible, meeting people I never thought I'd ever meet in my life. And so we're going to talk to Scott McKay, just a regular guy, and how he got involved in the movement and why he even started a show to begin with. So we're gonna hear from him. I mean, his story is pretty incredible. If you don't know who he is, just a little snippet. He likes to talk about, he loves motorcycles, and he likes to talk about how God really came and rescued him through two horrendous motorcycle accidents where he like basically broke many bones in his body, and it was amazing he even survived accident number one, let alone accident number two. And so it was pretty cool to meet him in person. And like I said, this year has been incredible. So I want you to stay tuned and make sure you hear that the interview I did with Scott McKay, Patriot Street Fighter. And always like, share, and subscribe. Please like, share, and subscribe. Help me grow my audience and help other people learn what you're learning right here on the Amber May Show, because you're not just getting this information anywhere. There's a lot of suppression. I've been a victim of it. And honestly, so have you, because you're not getting all the information out there in mainstream world. So I really appreciate you coming by today. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe, and always check the links below. Visit me on the AmberMayShow.com. Hey, follow me on Telegram at AZ Supermoms. It's not a mom's group. I'm just a supermom. And frankly, I just didn't want to start another social media account. So come join me on AZ Supermoms. I'd love to have you there. Please, please, please help my sponsors out, because they're helping independent journalism. So you got My Pillow, Dr. Stella, Hero Soap Company, tax incentive agencies. Of course, I like to help with sustainable tax-free retirement. So please, please, please support independent journalism. Stay tuned, because you're going to hear from Scott McKay. Hey, it's Amber, and I just wanted to let you know that right now is the lowest price you're going to see on the 3-inch mattress toppers from MyPillow.com. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Amber, and save up to 50% off on the 3-inch pillow toppers. So get some extra comfort while you sleep. It's super important that you and I and the rest of us sleep well, because we have the whole day to tackle. We have all the things to do, and we can't be tired doing it. The thing I love about my mattress topper is it keeps me nice and cool. So if you're one of those people like me that sleep warm, and I sleep warm because my beds tend to be is a Tempur-Pedic type bed, and so it's naturally warm. When I put that MyPillow mattress topper, it really did cool down the bed. It has technology in it to keep your body regulated and nice and cool. So it made a big difference. So if you want some extra comfort on your mattress, you want to sleep better, sleep cooler, then get the 3-inch mattress topper from MyPillow.com/Amber right now. And when you do that, use promo code Amber and save up to 66% off on everything on the website. Take care. Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin, set up your telemed appointment, and get your ivermectin. I'm gonna give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and that'll help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult dose is two. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children, so one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender, I put a pill in there, I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AmberMay, and save some money.
excited because I've been wanting to interview this man, and now I got the chance. If you don't know who he is, which I would be surprised, but if you don't know, I'm interviewing Scott McKay, Patriot Street Fighter. So he has a huge following, so I'm sure you know him. But could you tell the audience, if they are not familiar with you yet, a little bit about you, how you got in the fight, and all that stuff?
I was working elective politics back in 1990 to 2006, and in my whole life through that period of time was kind of tracking to hopefully get to the United States Senate. It's kind of my dream goal. But by 06, after running campaigns, you know, working presidential campaigns, I just realized the whole machine is corrupt. Half the people are criminals. Walked away. And I always did the same thing, you know, always keeping sort of my ear to that political ground to see what's going on geopolitically around the world. And, you know, after Obama, we saw what happened and where we were going. It was upsetting. And then I saw this guy come down an escalator one day and make an announcement speech to run. And it was Donald Trump. And as I was 3 minutes into the speech or 5 minutes, and I just thought, oh my God, there he is. Yeah. I never saw him coming. I started typing sending texts around the country to people that worked on campaigns or whatever. And I said, you gotta stop whatever you're doing, get in front of the TV. Here's the Republican nominee and a landslide president. Went to Facebook. For the next 18 months, I got hammered for, you know, talking about why Trump was gonna win easily. And that was by my Republican friends, mind you.
Wow.
So finally, he wins. The left goes insane. I pulled back. I didn't need to be on social media with all the insanities. People are totally crazy. Mm-hmm. And then Antifa, or I should say the deep state, the Khazarian mafia, deployed their next two weapons, Antifa, BLM, and I watched our country's leadership not only stand there and watch our major cities being burned to the ground, mm-hmm. I watched them facilitating it. Governors, mayors, police commissioners, Washington, D.C., and I blew a gasket one day and said, I've had enough of watching this bullshit. If nobody's going to tell the world the truth, I guess I'm going to have to. So I started a radio show called The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio. And it was going to be more about human consciousness and spiritual ascension to help everybody rise through this kind of stuff. But the very first show became this high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer beating the shit out of every scumbag in the world, like George H.W. Bush, mm-hmm. the trafficking rapist, child rapist, pedophile, drug runner, leader of the Fourth Reich Nazi. And it went from there. And I tried to stop myself on the next show to make it a higher vibrational mm-hmm. message. It turned out to this high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer. And the producers seemed to love it. I did, because it started to pacify my soul from what built up in me
right.
from all these scumbags that call themselves political leaders. And that just went for 10 months. And then after the election, and they stole the election, as I predicted they would, as I predicted Fox News would knife them in the back, because they're criminals and they're controlled opposition too. And they did that on the night of the election.
Right.
And then finally, the people believed me, that I knew what I, you know, at least I had some foresight.
Right.
And then I was asked to explain the 2020 election, what happened, why it happened. So a week after the election, I figured out how to do a live stream. I was on radio, so I never did a live stream. I figured out how to do one on YouTube, and I did this live stream, and it became what is known as the nuclear video, mm-hmm. because I explained in 52 minutes about this de facto military presidency, Trump's presidency, to engineer or execute a plan to bring down the whole global power structure of the satanic order that runs every single government and country until Trump or Reagan or Kennedy was around. But so it went nuclear, and then that's how Patriot Street Fighter was born. And you know, a year later, it became this enormous media machine.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, I was told by a bloodline group that I refer to as Protege or Overwatch, that has a protective eye on me, as I understand. They give me a lot of intel. And they told me in March or April that, you know, you've got 22 million followers and it's rapidly climbing, so you need to do this, this, and this. So that's when I learned, you know, how my thinking was aligned with the rest of America and the world, that it's time to stop the bullshit. It's time to stop the soft rhetoric and what I call them using our virtues against us, and do a full throttle frontal assault attack on every scumbag political electee or leader or anybody in the clergy that's part of the child trafficking rape operation, like like T.D. Jakes, like Rick Warren, like Franklin Graham, like all these big evangelists that we think are leading people to God when they're part of a massive satanic order.
Well, I didn't know that.
Well, they are.
Wow.
And that's why their worlds are coming apart. That's why Rick Warren, when he was outed by Madison Marquette as having been one of her traffickers, resigned. Franklin Graham, same thing, outed him. What did he do? Resign.
Wow.
These people are scumbags. When they talk about God, they're not talking about our God, the source of all things. They're talking about their God, Lucifer, Satan. Mm-mm. They worship Baal and Moloch.
No.
It's the part of their cover. Nobody in the world seems to want to talk about that, the Khazarian Mafia. They don't want to seem to talk about the Rothschilds. They don't want to talk about the money magic slave system that the Rothschilds run, or the Rockefellers' murder machine of Big Pharma. Nobody wants to come out and say it. And I got sick of it and said, I'm done with the bullshit. Here's the truth. These people are murderous scumbags, and we have to take them down. We, the people, outnumber them by the billions, and we can bury them if we finally stand up and say, you're done. Now we're going to bury you. It's plain and simple. Enough people have to stand up and say, we own the country. We, the people, have the power constitutionally to remove you. If we have to remove you from power, we can. If you won't go, then we can remove your heads from your shoulders. One way or another, you're going to go.
Oh, yeah. See, I think Donald Trump losing the election, honestly, as much as I wanted him to still be in office right now, was probably the best thing that ever happened to our country, because it started to finally fire up regular, everyday people to get involved. I'm a precinct committeeman here in Maricopa County. We had the largest influx of precinct committeemen that we've ever had in I don't know how long. And more people are getting involved and saying, that's it, that's enough. And we have finally regular, everyday people running as America First candidates that never ran before. Everyone always thought, oh, you needed all this money to run. And now just regular, everyday people are finally running, which is great. So we all held everything on Donald Trump's shoulder. Oh, he's going to drain the swamp. Oh, he's going to stop this sex trafficking. Oh, he's going to do this. One man can't do it all. It's going to take a team.
It is. And it's you're absolutely right. You nailed it. Donald Trump is still removing people from and draining the swamp. Most people don't understand that there is a shadow government inside of a shadow government. You know, Donald Trump still maintains a significant amount of power and control over a certain faction of the military. We have been completely infiltrated, so you can't easily win this war.
Correct.
You have rogue military operations going on. When I say rogue, outside of constitutional boundaries against we the people. The Khazarian Mafia has infiltrated every piece of the architecture of governance on the planet, including every institution of power or agency control in the United States, all the governments around the planet. You don't remove it easily.
No.
It's something, it's an enormous task. But, you know, the election was stolen. The evidence is there.
We have it right here in the county.
Yeah,
that
you
you're
got
living.
Yeah.
You're here.
You're right. If Trump didn't stand down and let them apparently steal the election, they still don't have the control. They don't have the nuclear football. They don't have all the things the president has. But they allowed this to move forward because there were Samson options that they were prepared to use to cause massive destruction. Not to mention, in fact, it's better to let these criminals operate so you can roll them up.
Mm-hmm.
So you can gather military intel, get an eye on all of them, roll them up when the time is right. But they let them ongoingly commit crimes, identify who the other perps are, who are the CCP-paid people, and you nailed it. If Trump would have walked back in the White House as a duly elected president, which he is, what do we miss?
Right.
We miss all the criminals and their activity.
I've been telling my audience for a while that we are giving them enough rope to hang themselves.
Yeah. They're not even giving enough to hang themselves. They're giving them enough to wrap it around their heads or their necks until it's wider than their heads, then kick them off the bridge.
See, I started getting clued in on something is amiss in our country when Obama got elected for a second term.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had the Tea Party started in his first term, or was it the second term? I don't remember now, but I remember thinking there's no way this man won a second term.
Well, he actually did, because
fair and square.
Yeah, he did, because Mitt Romney's a cabal puppet. What people have to understand is elective politics at that level, Washington D.C. is a Broadway play. You have an audience watching the play, and there are different people in the audience identify with different characters.
Mm-hmm.
You have your antagonist and you have your agonist. There's a conflict. There's a story unfolding. There's a conclusion. Then the theater clears out. Some people have made the choice that the good guy, the white hat, the agonist. Mm-hmm. That's the person that they identify with. Then you have the antagonist here. This person identifies with this character. As they go home and in their mind, they look and say, my guy was a good guy or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, these people, these brilliant performers on Broadway, they go back in the room and they take their makeup off, wipe it off, they change into street clothes, and then they go to a nice restaurant together and have a steak dinner because they're buddies. Well, that is what Washington, you think I just described a Broadway play, that's elective politics. Mm-hmm. These people put up a camera, they roll it, and then they put this information out through the network of idiot boxes around the country and the world where people sit in front of the idiot box. That scripted narrative comes in. Hey, my guy's fighting for me. The other side, my guy's fighting for me. I'm going to keep electing him. It's
nobody.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Those people are fighting against us.
Right.
And people say, that's extreme. Oh, really? You explain to me how this country has been pushed to the brink in the last 30 years when the Republicans finally got power in 94. White House. They got the House and the Senate. First time they've taken power in both chambers in 70 years. Now they have that power. And then they lose, and then they get the White House in 2000. Mm-hmm. They have absolute power. The Conservative Party.
What do they do?
Launch massive wars.
Right.
Spend more money than LBJ. Give out free prescription drugs and all this bullshit.
Right.
That's why I had to step back and say, now I see the picture clearly. They're lying criminal scumbags.
Right.
They're working with the other side. And then the culmination of the towers coming down, engineered by H.W. Bush, the Clinton faction, Mossad, CIA. Mm-hmm. What more do you need to know?
Well, when I meant they did nothing, they didn't do anything for really the American people to, you know, they again, right what you're
let's get back
exactly
to,
what you're
yeah,
saying.
Let's
yeah,
let's get back to that scumbag, Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney is part of the satanic order that runs the Mormon church. They're Satanists. Not the good people. A lot of my friends up in Provo, Utah, and Salt Lake, these are Mormon people, beautiful people. The culture that they have, if we live by their culture, we'd eliminate 80% of the problems in the country. They now have never understood that the leaders of the Mormon church have gutted and butchered babies in there in satanic rites. I had, I'm going to bring her on my show. I did a whole show on her, Christina, a year ago on what she saw under that church. She was MKUltra. She was trafficked. She was brutalized by her own father. But Mitt Romney and Mitt Romney's MKUltra, Mitt Romney's father, the governor, was a criminal. No, these people are part of the satanic structure. So they put out a Mitt Romney who looks the part, is a great-looking Republican.
Right.
Now, when you go into a debate, in the very first debate in his election with Obama, he completely dismembered him, destroyed him. Comes out in the second debate, I thought, wait a minute. This is the most amazing thing I've seen in my history of watching politics. We actually are going to have a moderate Republican win. A moderate Republican cannot win a presidency under any circumstances. And here's one that's going to defy history, right? First debate, kicked Obama's ass, humiliated him. Second debate, pulls back the reins, got his ass kicked. Third debate, basically stayed at home and was destroyed. I'm like, nobody's that stupid. This was an orchestrated process. They're working together. Mitt Romney's a puppet and a milquetoast pussy, mind you, playing that role.
Well, on the last Reawaken tour, Patrick Byrne talked about that they had the presidencies already picked out for a long time, and Donald Trump kind of disturbed that whole thing, because Hillary Clinton was supposed to have two terms after Obama.
It's already wrapped up.
Right.
They already had the cheat machine in place.
Right.
But the military intelligence stopped the cheating. NSA of five different states, they shut down their electronics operation. So, you know, Trump legitimately won the five states they were trying to capture and many other that they let him go ahead and steal. So he did throw sand in the gears, saying, why didn't he do it? Why didn't they stop the election theft in 2018, which was massive? Think about it. How do you catch a criminal's whole network? Why didn't they stop the election theft in 2020? Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you catch an expanding criminal network?
Right.
Let them operate.
Mm-hmm.
Let them operate.
Let them think they're winning.
Gather intel. Do what you do under the radar of what needs to be done to keep America safe. But prepare to roll them up. And they're removing chess players from the board all the time, silently and quietly.
That is what I've been telling my audience, because they've been getting mad at our Attorney General Brnovich for not saying anything and doing anything. And I spoke to him. I said, hey, audience, he can't say anything. There are still things going on, and he can't say anything because it'll mess up his prosecution. Mm-hmm. We just got to wait and see how this goes, because everything takes time. It took time for them to plan the fraud. It took time for them to commit the fraud, and we lose the election. It took time for us to get the audit here in Maricopa, the very first audit in the United States. It took a long time, and then it took a long time to get the report, and it's not done yet. And we just wrapped up a legislative hearing in Pima County, which is south of where we are right now, and so the whole state is really compromised. I can't see that it's not. So we are living in the most exciting times, and that's why I like what Mike Lindell says. He's like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to us. This is going to be the greatest uniting, and God's hand was in all of it. And it's great, because what we saw is very disappointing and upsetting, and that's why so many Americans got involved for the first time in a long time. And then we see God's hand, and he's doing something. We don't know how he's going to do it and what's going to happen, but I see God's hand moving. I don't know about you, but I totally
see. Well, we're God's hand. Mm-hmm. We are. We the people are God's hand. So when you see it moving, that's, look, God gave us free choice.
Yeah.
He gave us free will. It's up to us to save ourselves. I said this many times. Look, I became a born-again Christian at 14, studied divinity for 20 years. If people are going to sit back for another 2,000 years waiting for Christ to drop his feet in the planet and say, hey, great job, you guys forked up the whole planet, I'm going to give you a ticket to heaven. See how you do up there. Ain't going to happen.
Right.
We got to do it.
Yeah, we have to do it.
The Christ consciousness never left the planet. It's rising. It's resurrecting itself right now. That's why we're coming out here in full battle gear minded. Going after the criminals, because that's what they are. They're weak, they're afraid, they're chicken shit cowards. Hey, but every time that you put pressure on them or they see we the people coming, what do? They resign and they run, or they go in exile, leave the country, they hide. They never face we the people because they're criminals, scumbags, and more than anything else, they're cowards.
Yeah,
they're criminals and they're cowards.
Well, between your show, my show, and the other shows, I think we're really trying to expose this sex trafficking with children, and it needs to be exposed because it needs to end. And I'm really upset because I was blinded for a long time thinking America was much better than that, that it happened in other countries and it didn't happen here. And realizing in the last few years, no, it's really prevalent in here and we got to save the children. And that's what I really appreciate, because I'm learning right now, because I think Breitbart News did a piece that the mainstream media is losing their viewerships by like crazy numbers, but podcasters are going up skyrocketing.
I know that's,
we have the real
yeah, I know
that
that's true
up.
Because Scotty Sachs, who's a good friend of mine, they just launched an attack on him. He had a stroke after he outed the mainstream media that he worked for 30 years, Hollywood machine. But he said, look, we did the analytics. He said, you and Scott Kesterson combined each night have more viewers than CNN, right? And we have a microphone and I have a Fisher Price operation at my desk. That's what I got. And we're crushing these people with millions of dollars. I wouldn't put myself in a league of their highly talented scumbag reporters,
right?
Because I far exceed their capability.
I agree. So how did you get your name Patriot Street Fighter?
I had a when the first live stream I did went nuclear, explaining the election theft. A guy called me up, and I had a lot of people trying to reach me, but this guy got through, and he just said, I want to kiss your ass for about 10 minutes. And I said, now that's the way to start a phone call.
That's right.
So, and he did, and he told me a lot of stuff. He said, you have no idea what's about to happen to your world. I'm like, what are you talking about? He said, Scott, I see everybody. I haven't been on TV for 15 years. All I know is YouTube, and I see everybody. He said, you have what nobody else, you can do what nobody else can do. I'm like, what? He explained it to him like, I'm just talking like I've always talked.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you know what? I binge watch you for the whole weekend after I saw that video.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because I used to take my radio shows and put the audios on a YouTube channel with a bunch of Googled pictures and make a narrative of the radio show. He said, I watched them all. I binge watch you. And he said, you know what? He said, I'll give you his exact words. I saw your Twitter profile. And you know, the last line says Q Patriot Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you need to drop the Q, because bro, you're the fucking Patriot Street Fighter. I'm like, yeah, really? Yeah, no, so that's how it started.
Now, in some of your speeches, and I don't know if you're going to do it tomorrow, but some of your speeches, you talk about your motorcycle accidents that you've had, and like you basically broke every single bone in your body, right? I mean, the fact that we're talking is a complete miracle, and it didn't just happen once. That happened multiple times. You just love the motorcycle. Are you going to talk about that tomorrow?
No, I never know what I'm going to talk about until I walk out on any event. I just, whatever. I trust a channeled message more than I would trust me thinking it through, but it depends. So.
You know, I'm like that too. I don't really prepare a lot for my interviews. Mm-hmm. I feel like I know the subject enough. Mm-hmm. And then I often get what I call supernatural downloads. Mm-hmm. That just, whatever, you know, I let God take over the interview because I don't know what people need, but God knows what people need. So yeah. I kind of work the same way you do.
Yeah, I just hope for the best. I know the hosts also hope for the best. When
No, it's great. It's been like I'm just like kind of a little starstruck right now because
you should be over that in about 3 minutes. Trust me. When Clay says to me, he said, "No profanity." I'm like,
"That's hard.
No promises."
That's hard. Especially, I mean, yeah. Even I dropped the S-bomb today at church, and yeah. I'm like, "Oh man, sorry, Lord, forgive me."
You know what? If God was offended by my messages, I doubt we would have the movement we have.
I agree. So. I think you know what? What's refreshing about you, and especially a president, Donald Trump. Like, what was refreshing about him is he just spoke what came out of his heart. Mm-hmm. He didn't get all politicalese.
Right.
You know, he's a real person speaking with a real mouth. And did some people not like it? Yeah, some people didn't like it. I loved it because it was finally like truth. Like someone really just speaking truth. And it was very refreshing in my mind. And I bet your listeners feel the same way about you. Like, you could be that Fox person in front of the radio talking your newsies language. But no, like, they really crave real people giving them the actual truth. And I think it's refreshing for people.
Yeah, it seems to be because a friend of mine said this a long time ago. He's a very wealthy man. He was a mentor of mine. And we had a few of our sort of counterparts in his house in the kitchen one day. And I either asked a question or said something, and everybody's like, "Oh my God, I can't believe." He said, "Scott's just simply asking the questions that people don't have the balls to ask, like openly." And I remember saying that, like, "Oh, really? Just a question," I thought. But it's the same with what we talk about. It's like all the political speak, all this, you know, this virtuous, you know, even biblical speak. Are we winning? We're getting our asses kicked. We're fighting a vicious, horrible enemy, and I know that, and I do not allow this enemy to use my virtues against me.
Right.
If you want to get into the sewer, fine. I'm going to reach up from the ground up into the sewer and drag your ass deeper into it and bury you there. Mm-hmm. How dirty you want to fight?
Yeah.
You know, you think you can be ruthless and brutal? No problem. How much blood has to flow? Mm-hmm. That's my mentality. Because whatever you do your worst, I will find a way to do it worse than you can. I'm going to win. Mm-hmm. But I win in the name of a righteous effort to save humanity.
Right.
So I know I'll be forgiven.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the crimes. So God told me a long time ago, because I'm a radio broadcaster formerly before I had children, and the Lord told me at the radio station, the Prince of Persia, and I reread it, and it talked about the Prince of Persia and the King of Persia in Daniel chapter 10. He said, "It's over your nation." And so the satanic battle is super powerful because we are fighting the Prince and King of Persia. And when I reread it just last week, what popped into my mind is like, wow, that's Satan himself. We are fighting Satan himself. He has his hand over our nation. But God, I feel, is about to break that over our nation. And he is not happy with that. And he's bringing everything he can to the game. Because, you know, during this rear weight control, I've heard from a lot of physicians about the shot and the COVID and the fraud that happened to people around the world. I mean, it was all a scam. The COVID, they manufactured it, then they unleashed it on the world, and then they're trying to unleash the shot that compromises the immune system, kills people, and they knew about it ahead of time. And so what happened yesterday in the Supreme Court, I feel like, is a big win in our direction. And I think every step we take, we're starting to get wins and victories. And we're punching the hole in the COVID narrative. And we're punching the hole in the election fraud. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, we are living in the best and the most exciting times.
I think so, because this is the first time since the revolution that we the people are going to be able to have the impact mm-hmm. on the direction of a nation. Since then, this time, the direction we set up for the nation to go ends up becoming permanent, but it spreads worldwide.
Right.
Because every human on this planet has skin in the game now, and we can see what's happening. I mean, we're winning. I mean, Satan's getting the ass beating of his existence. We just saw Kazakhstan's government overthrown. We the people there said, oh really, now we gotta have a vaccine to get money out of the bank? Okay, I'm gonna come after you, cops come. Okay, we're gonna kill the cops too, which they did. They killed people, they killed 18 cops. And that exploded the powder keg that I've been warning federal agents about. I've been warning law enforcement about this. You're gonna push your people so far that when the keg goes off, the collateral damage is gonna be catastrophic, and I don't wanna see it, because you guys are gonna get the worst of it. Even if you're running away, you're gonna get it in the back, especially if you're killing people, because these doctors and nurses, they're not gonna escape.
No.
We the people, they may escape the judicial process, but the simple fact is, they took it so far in Kazakhstan, now the people are arresting police officers, they're arresting the military, they've taken down the government, they've arrested these politicians, it's now spilled into Romania, the Romanian government has now come down, and this is just the beginning. The only fear that I have for this country is when we do it, we're coming with 300 million guns.
That's right.
No army and no law enforcement or federal agency structure could take down we the people, and they know it.
And they
if
know
we
it.
Collectively say, let's go get them all,
right.
Take them down, take our country back. If that's what it has to be, I don't think we ever get there. But if it has to be there, we win, they lose.
Well, that's why they've been coming after gun rights for decades now,
right.
Because they know that's the last remaining mm-hmm. thing that each one of us has. Like, they don't know how many Americans mm-hmm. have guns and how many do they have. I know if we look at Australia, if those Australians had guns, you think they'd be in concentration camps right now? Mm-hmm. Absolutely not, they wouldn't.
Right.
But they have no way to defend themselves against their tyrannical government.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's exciting, because when America brings them down, that means those people get freed, the Canadian people get freed, because if America stands and fights and wins this COVID thing, the fake COVID thing that's going on, that's trying to encapsulate everyone, it frees the whole world. And we're showing people, you need to fight back. You need to say no. We're giving them hope. And I think that's a very powerful, powerful message, is that message of hope.
Well, we need to finish this fight here, because the world's looking at us.
Yeah.
They're looking at us example. And I got to say, not only am I ashamed, I know they are too. Like, mm-hmm. I thought you people were Americans,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And Reagan said it best. He said, the difference between Americans and the rest of the world is an American would rather die on its feet than live on its knees.
Exactly.
Where the hell are those Americans?
Right.
Where are they?
You and
They're stepping up now,
yeah,
but we got to get more of those people out. And we will. Everybody, when they're facing the end of a barrel of a gun,
mm-hmm.
and there's enough of them, then it'll turn.
Yeah, well, also, when people are dying from the hospital protocols, mm-hmm. also people dying or getting injured from the vaccine mandate, or the vaccines, people facing termination of their employment. I mean, when it's now finally directly affecting the American people, but when it doesn't affect them, then they're like, I don't care. But now it's finally affecting the American people, and our movement's growing. It might not be growing in the masses we would wish they would. I mean, I think slow growth, but we're gaining momentum with each of these events gains more momentum. I mean, I'm streaming right now, and I have, gosh, hundreds, thousands of views right now, just streaming. I mean, all of us streaming together, all of these things, like, people are sharing like crazy. And so slowly, now that it's affecting people personally,
mm-hmm.
now they're finally like, I'm pissed, I'm mad as hell. Now they're in your situation where I'm gonna do something about it, just where you were a year ago, two years ago.
Yeah. Well, we're moving in the right direction. Everybody would like it to go faster, but I have no idea what comes next. It's the greatest show on earth. I just know at the end of the day, we win.
We win.
They lose. In a dramatic fashion.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on my show, Scott McKay. It's my pleasure, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. It's been an honor. Thank you.
I want to tell you about a company that I just fell in love with. So I found Hero Soap Company. What I love about them is we're using it all the time at our house. My husband loves it. We're switching all of our soaps over to Hero Soap Company. But what I love about it is they're local. They're an American-made company, and they're owned by a veteran. And I thought that was so cool. I love to support patriots. So if you want to be like me and get all that harsh chemicals out of your home and use a soap that's actually really healthy for you with great natural ingredients, but also is an American-made product that's owned by a veteran or co-owned by a veteran, then you need to check out Heroes Soap Company /Amber May. And then what's really cool about what they do is they give back to the community and they support veterans and first responders. So everyone's winning in this situation. If you use promo code Amber May, you're saving money. You're supporting a company that's American made, patriot owned, that supports other patriots. It's just a win-win for everybody. So Hero Soap Company /Amber May and use promo code Amber May to save some money.
Say, make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money, money, money.
Oh. Money makes the world go round. I'm the talk around town. Remy gave me the sound.
Fat pockets.
I need that Skrilla on the Rilla.
Fat pockets.
I need that Skrilla on the Rilla.
Hey, now today I'm going to talk to you about your money and how you're going to build wealth for yourself and your family. So I'm Amber May. Normally I talk about other things, but today I'm going to focus on your wealth. So when you have a traditional retirement, are you able to take money when you really need it? So let's say I've known people who really desperately needed a car. And so they thought the only way they were really going to be able to afford a car, because their budget was just so maxed out, they couldn't afford one more payment, was to get some of that money out of their retirement account. And so that's exactly what they did. But can they do so without taxes or penalties? We're going to talk about that in a second. Other people get so overwhelmed with medical bills that, you know, they just cannot sustain their quality of life and pay all their medical bills. So what do they want to do? They want to go to their retirement account and pull that money out. Well, if you pull your money out of your traditional retirement, you're going to be paying taxes and penalties. Let me show you how with us, I am with A&M Futures and First Financial Security, how you can take money out without paying taxes or penalties. It's super simple. With us, you can take out to 90% of your money and use it for anything. Whatever you want, you name it, you get to use it. Take up to 90% and use it however you want without taxes or penalties. If you want to know more about how you do that, just set up an appointment with me, Amber May, and you can do so at theambermayshow.com. I just need 15 to 20 minutes of your time, and I can show you how you can use all your money. It's not too good to be true. It's not, and when I explain it, you aren't going to understand. It is not too good to be true. It's just our account is so much more flexible than your traditional retirement account. So if you want an account that's going to help you be flexible, getting your money when you need it without penalties or taxes, and you want sustainable retirement, then you get to talk to us at Amber May at A&M Futures. So reach me at theambermayshow.com, hit the contact button, and I'll show you how you have access when you need your money the most.